Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this finally Friday morning, if you thought that things were going to slow down in politics after the inauguration, you just haven't been paying attention. It's definitely been an interesting week in Washington. Joining us right now, ABC News political director, the co-host of the Powerhouse Politics podcast in Washington, Rick Klein. Rick, good morning.
Hey, great to be with you.
This is a really interesting schism that's developed within the Republican Party, and it's not going away at all, is it?
No, and you know, I think a week and a half ago when President Trump left Washington, he was at a bit of a political low point. And a lot of people were thinking, he becomes less and less relevant every day. Maybe it isn't Trump's party after all. To my mind, the events of the last week plus have only solidified his hold. You had yesterday, I think, a pretty dramatic representation of that when Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, flew down to Mar-a-Lago to get his picture taken and to chat a little bit about 2020 on the very day that we're talking about a primary challenge for Liz Cheney, who voted for impeachment of President Trump. So I think that schism is real, but right now it's a little bit heavier in the Trump direction than the other one.
I guess it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. We probably won't really get a clear indication, though, until perhaps the midterm elections next year, will we?
Yeah, I mean, look, 2021 has some special elections. There are a couple of vacancies in House races. There's gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey. But I agree with you that the real measure of Trump's power is going to be in the midterms. And that statement yesterday that he issued was to commit himself to helping Republicans gain the majority in the House. And right now, I think most Republicans you talk to say that their best path back to the majority is Trumpism, because he's the most proven vote getter that they've gotten. Now that, you know, the thinking on that could change, and there's certainly minority opinions that are pretty strong in that direction. Traditionally, you know, a party that's out of power does pretty well with a new president. That was how Republicans won back the House. That's under Obama. That's how Democrats won back the House under Bush. But how you rally and how you message is important to that.
You know, the Democrats are not without their differences as well. You've got, far left-leaning Democrats. You've got others that are more moderate. Do they find a way to sort of coalesce and solidify while the Republicans fight it out on the other side?
Well, that's the challenge for Joe Biden and for Democrats, is that, you know, a lot of their unity was really just anti-Trumpism. And now that Trump isn't there to kick around anymore, it's a little bit harder. Biden's been pretty active so far in terms of putting out executive orders. It's been a lot of policy, kind of deliberate day-by-day, pushing ahead on stuff. But ultimately, the bigger things on his agenda are going to require bipartisanship, are going to require the House and Senate to come along. And that's where you have to make sure your party is united and where you can start to reach out a little bit, at least, to some Republicans. And it's going to be a big challenge. I don't think anyone is going to understate that.
How much of a distraction is impeachment going to be in the Senate? And is that even really going to move forward?
Yeah, you know, kind of. I think Democrats got a bit of a reprieve because the trial is delayed until the week after next. But it's going to consume a lot of oxygen when it happens. There's already talk among some Democrats like Tim Kaine from Virginia to say, look, we're not going to get the votes to convict the guy. Let's just censure him. Let's just be done with this. Why do we need a trial? The other side of that argument is that what happened a couple weeks ago at the Capitol was so bad and it's deserving of such condemnation. And with the House having voted to impeach already, there is no choice but to have accountability, to have that vote to convict, even knowing where it's going to land. But I'll tell you, I feel like most Democrats right now are just looking forward to being on the other side of it, because they feel like it's just getting in the way of things that Joe Biden wants to do. And Joe Biden wants to do a lot of things. And convicting President Trump of impeachment probably isn't even one of them.
Talking with Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Rick, who's coming up this Sunday on this week?
We got a lot in place still. Looking to you know, these Republican senators, most of them don't want to come on these days, so that might be a little bit of a challenge. Martha Raddatz is hosting the show, and I'm actually excited to see some of our new correspondents, a new post White House team, Rachel Scott, Mary Bruce, Cecilia Vega, Mary Alice Parks, a team of very, very great women reporters who are going to be leading the roundtable this weekend. So that's going to be fun to watch.
All right. We'll be tuning in. Rick, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.